Vancouver-based right-wing group Patriot Prayer organized a rally in downtown Portland on Sunday in Terry Shrunk Plaza. The rally was attended by 10 to 15 Patriot Prayer supporters wearing red MAGA hats, carrying American flags, and otherwise representing their views as pro-Christian, anti-gay, and pro-free speech. Also in attendance was a group of perhaps 30 to 40 anti-fascist activists who came armed with cowbells and air horns and megaphones of their own and were intent on creating so much noise that you could barely hear yourself think. Here's a bit of audio from Joey Gibson's speech. Following speeches by Joey Gibson and a couple of other people in attendance, the rally sort of devolved into an opportunity for these various groups to talk to each other. Antifa activists, right-wingers, Patriot Prayers, Three Percenters, Proud Boys, all of these people were mixing together, sometimes engaging in productive dialogue, but generally just sort of yelling in each other's faces. One anti-fascist activist read a bit of a speech about the importance of not taking the bait from right-wingers who would come into our communities and seek to incite violence. Here's his speech. Again, I apologize for the quality of the audio.
Today, our goal is to silence Joey's speeches and to achieve that without giving him control of the narrative. Today, we must practice nonviolence and self-restraint. So I ask, do not fall into Joey's trap. Do not commit violence, even if struck. Today, come bearing an olive branch as they come bearing terror. Silence them through attaining allies here in Portland today. Silence them through our voices and our shouts. Silence Joey Gibson through making them the fools today.
Thank you.
Following all these speeches, the Patriot Prayer group decided to sort of take a walk around a couple of city blocks. They were followed by anti-fascist protesters, and I have to say it was one of the most bizarre things I've seen in the city of Portland protest scene. Patriot Prayer and Antifa activists sort of marching together along the sidewalk, stopping at crosswalks and talking to each other, followed by police officers who seemed bored and generally unhappy that they had to be walking as opposed to riding the vans, one of whom was eating a Egg McMuffin that he stopped in to get at McDonald's on the way. Once the marchers got back to the square, it seemed like perhaps they were going to stand around forever, just sort of yelling at each other. And who knows how long it would have lasted if a man hadn't come into the park carrying several magazines of ammunition in his backpack. The police found those, followed him out to the curb where his motorcycle was parked, and after a brief search of his motorcycle, they found a gun and a large knife in the seat. The gun appears to have been a .22 caliber takedown charger by Ruger, and the man was later identified as Jay Bishop, a person who has appeared at several Portland rallies, including the June 4th rally, where he defended the actions of Jeremy Christian on the MAX train, saying they were self-defense. He was taken into custody by the Department of Homeland Security, and upon hearing that someone had been arrested with a gun, Joey Gibson and his friends left out of the north entrance of the park, and that was the end of it. It's hard to say what Jay Bishop's intentions were. We'll keep an eye on this story. But for my part, I'm happy to say that the rally, while not exactly peaceful, was nonviolent and everybody made it home safely. This is Jasmine Moneymaker with KBOO News.